All of John Kerry's opponents for the Democratic presidential nomination have endorsed him, except for Dennis Kucinich. Kerry wrapped up the nomination last month, but the five-term congressman from Ohio continues to campaign across the country for his party's presidential nomination. Kucinich says he sees no reason to drop out.
I came into this contest to help the country take a new direction on Iraq, a new direction on health care, a new direction on trade, a new direction on civil liberties. And those concerns still remain. And while the direction of the nomination was decided in states like Iowa and New Hampshire, I think the direction of the Democratic Party remains to be decided. So my presence in the 16 primaries and caucuses, which remain, is going to speak to that.
Well, at the moment you're running 2,350 delegates behind Senator Kerry. Do you think?
Well, I fully understand that he has the requisite number of votes to get the nomination. That's been decided. But what has not been decided is, what do we stand for as Democrats? You know, will this party take a strong stand to bring in UN peacekeepers and bring our troops home, a strong stand for universal, single-payer, not-for-profit health care, a strong stand for fair trade through getting out of NAFTA and the WTO? These are the kinds of things that I'm continuing to talk about, and it gives Democrats all over the country an opportunity to voice their concerns through voting for me in primaries and caucuses.
So the issues you raised are still important to be discussed, and Senator Kerry is not addressing those issues?
They're still important to be discussed, and there's been no particular resolution of any of them. If the Democratic Party doesn't stand for something, if we don't stand for peace in Iraq and have a plan, then people may wonder, what's the real difference between what the Republicans offer and what the Democrats are offering? Are we asking the American people to exchange a Republican version of the war in Iraq for a Democratic version?
Well, what's lacking in what Senator Kerry is saying about Iraq, about health care, about trade issues?
Well, you know, I have no intention of criticizing him, but I would say this, that we need a clear statement that in voting Democratic, it's going to change things. It's going to bring our troops home. I haven't seen any such clear statement coming from Democratic leadership right now. There seems to be a type of gamesmanship going on to try to outmaneuver President Bush, but we have men and women dying in the field there. What are we going to do to bring them home? What are we going to do to stop the buildup of this war? There's people talking about bringing in more troops. There's even talk of a draft by next year. What's the position of our party on that?
And after the convention, you'll campaign for Senator Kerry?
Well, we'll bring it all together. And, you know, while I'm fully ready to help the Democrats take the White House, I'm also going to continue to persist in this effort to try to make sure the Democrats stand for peace, for health care, for fair trade, for civil liberties, overturning the Patriot Act, and all those things which, frankly, would motivate millions of people to be attracted to the Democratic banner. So while at the end of the process, every one of us has committed to support the nominee, I'm still in the race. And as long as I'm still in the race, I'm going to continue to speak out and challenge the party to a higher level of accountability.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich is a Democrat from Ohio.